Well, an education concern is making its way into politics. In Wisconsin, Republican legislators want to make school crime data more easily available to parents. Now, as school choice expands across the country, many parents are able to consider test scores, class size, school location, safety, and now the suggestion to report crime stats. But as Rachel Morello of Here Now contributor WUWM in Milwaukee reports, there's concern that this will do more harm than good.
Oh, Keyshawn, Asia. Nice to see you. We're going to class?
Yes.
There isn't much that goes on at Nathan Hale High School that Sergeant Marla Martin doesn't see.
This is the back door where kids tend to want to leave out of during the day. So if he saw us, he definitely scooted back to class.
This is Martin's fifth year as a police officer at the high school in West Allis, a suburb of Milwaukee. Most of her time is spent monitoring the halls and checking in with administrators. And she says occasionally there's a verbal argument or drug use.
Sure, we have altercations, we have issues. I mean, absolutely. So you have 1,700 kids crammed into a building Monday through Friday. Of course there's drama.
But Martin says none of this is unique to Nathan Hale High School or any other district. She says plenty of schools face the same problems. And she admits sometimes disciplinary issues can get out of hand.
A couple of dozen students found themselves in big trouble.
School personnel were brought in from other areas to calm the situation. No serious injuries.
Could be disturbing to some of you guys at home. Screaming, fighting, and chaos erupted Wednesday afternoon. All of this commotion put the school on code red.
While we might hear about these incidents on the local nightly news, most of the crime that happens on school grounds goes unreported. The only discipline-related numbers schools are required to submit to the state are suspensions and expulsions. And several Wisconsin lawmakers say that's not enough. Republican Representative John Jagler says parents deserve as clear a picture of the schools they choose as they do in selecting a college for their kids.
When I enrolled my daughter at Whitewater, we got a report that came with the information packet about all of the crimes that are committed on campus. If it's information that I found valuable when picking a college for my daughter, I think this is the kind of information that parents should have on the high school level, too.
The federal government requires public colleges and universities to share information about crime on campus. Jagler has authored legislation that would extend the crime reporting mandate to Wisconsin's public and private voucher high schools. The data would appear on the state's school report cards, next to information about test scores and attendance. The only difference? Crime numbers would be purely informational. The state couldn't use them to calculate a school's evaluation score. Still, some people worry that data could be used to indirectly punish schools.
I absolutely do think that this is a bill that will ultimately encourage flight.
That's Mandela Barnes, a Democrat representing Milwaukee. He admits his district is home to a number of schools that struggle with crime. But he says it's not fair to mark those schools as troubled without first trying to reverse those trends.
We have not addressed the poverty that exists. We have not addressed the crime that exists. And if we haven't done that, how can we expect our schools to function as desired? So we have to do a better job at not just identifying the problem, but solving the problem.
Milwaukee Public School administrators declined to comment on crime reporting legislation for this story, but the district's lobbyists have gone on record as opposing the idea. Those who support crime reporting say it could force troubled schools to face the facts and open up dialogues like those Sergeant Martin of Nathan Hale High School and other police liaisons have every day. How do I make my school a safer place? Martin embraces the idea of making crime data public. She says it sounds like a welcome check on school transparency.
I mean, yes, there are altercations in school. Yes, we know that there are drugs in school. There's nothing to really hide. It's just, if you're real about a situation, I don't think there's much that you would be shocked about.
The measure is now in the hands of the Wisconsin Senate. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Morello.